Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is The Roof. America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. So much to tell you about, not enough time to squeeze it all in. Wayne Allen Root, I'll try my best. Here's what I think is the number one news story of the day. I kind of put things in order, and there's so many stories, I don't know where to begin. First of all, I put kind of in second place all the horrible things happening in America under Joe Biden. The inflation is out of control. One of my guests who I respect, who's an economist and writes for some of the most impressive publications in America, I remember when I had her as a guest like 2 months ago, and I said, this is the Weimar Republic. This is hyperinflation. This is Zimbabwe. She said, no, it's not. It's just bad inflation. It's nothing like that. Well, who was right? I was. Things are going through the roof. It's insanity. No one in America is ever going to eat a steak again unless you're a billionaire. I mean, it's just insane. But all of that news I'm going to put in second place. In first place is more than 25,000 patients missing from Pfizer data. And the question is, were they deleted on purpose? Because did a lot of them die from the vaccine and they couldn't admit it, or they would have never gotten emergency use authorization for the vaccine? So what did they do? Did they hide 25,000 patients that got sick and died? Safety data on 35,706 patients who participated in Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trials has gone missing, more than likely intentionally as part of a massive cover-up. Dr. Claire Craig posted on Twitter about what she describes as a big gap between Pfizer's claims and what their latest data shows. The abstract of Pfizer's latest study claims that as of the cutoff date on October 9th, a total of 37,706 participants had a median of at least 2 months of safety data available after their second dose and contributed to the main safety data. Fair enough. But according to Dr. Craig, the figures do not add up. The protocol was supposed to be that participants receive their first dose of a flu shot, Fauci flu shot, the COVID-19 vaccine, upon enrollment, followed by a second dose 3 weeks later. So to have 2 months follow-up after the second dose would mean being recruited more than 11 weeks earlier, on or before July 24, 2020, Dr. Craig wrote as part of a lengthy expose. The first patient to be recruited was recruited on July 27, 2020, so the number at 2 months follow-up after the second dose was a big fat zero. What else is Pfizer lying about? There's an extremely remote chance this was simply the world's worst typo and that Pfizer meant 2 months after the first dose, but what then? Pfizer's latest release includes a document covering the first 360 patients who were recruited from July 27th to July 30th, 2020. For these first 4 days, 90 participants per day on average were added to the rolls. Pfizer has since released a document on the first 6,000 patients recruited from July 27th to August 14th, which averages another 316 patients per day through day 5 through day 19. To have two months follow-up on the 9th of October would be generous and say you only need 8 weeks or 56 days. That means you need to be recruited on August 14th. But they didn't claim all of them at 2 months follow-up. They claimed that was a median. By August 14th, only 6,000 patients had been recruited. 2 months could still be the median in a scenario of another 6,000 patients recruited. The problem is that Pfizer claims that the cutoff date of October 9th a total of 37,000 participants had a median of at least 2 months of safety data available. How can this claim be so wrong, Dr. Craig asks. And, of course, this would not be the first time Pfizer made a supposed mistake with their data or flat-out lied about the figures to make its products appear safer and more effective than they are. They knew about side effects and deliberately withheld the information, is what Natural News is saying about Pfizer, how they probably covered up patient data in an attempt to hide these side effects from the public. It's a very sad situation. So many people were forced vaccinated. They did not choose to be vaccinated. They were forced to be vaccinated by either their employer and the OSHA laws at the time, or they were forced to be vaccinated if they wanted to enter a restaurant or get on an airplane or travel out of the country or travel to certain cities like L.A., San Francisco, New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., where they really couldn't land and get in that city, or they couldn't go to a restaurant, they couldn't go anywhere, couldn't go to a convention, couldn't go to a sporting event, couldn't go to a concert in Las Vegas. So everybody was forced into the decision to be vaccinated, and all of a sudden you've got all the big pharma companies, the vaccine makers, saying, we're not going to release the data from the trials for 75 years. And a judge says, no way, Jose. And he says, you've got to release it now. But he allows them to release it slowly because their claim is there's millions and millions of pages. So they only have to release a little bit at a time, month after month. That's the agreement. That's the compromise the judge agreed to. But I got to ask all of you out there, what do you think is the reason they didn't want to release the findings of their trials for 75 years? Well, every executive at these companies is 40 and 50 and 60 years old. They'll all be long dead by then, and no one's going to take the money from the heirs. No one's going to go back 75 years and say, the guy died 30 years ago, I'm going to take the money from his widow, his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren. It's all a scam, folks. This entire COVID vaccine is a giant scam. COVID's not a scam. COVID's real, and people did die from it, but of course almost every one of them died because the government conspired with the big pharma companies to make sure you could not take therapeutics and vitamins that absolutely turned this flu into nothing, into a cold, a minor cold in many cases with no symptoms. You needed ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. You needed a Z-Pak. You needed zinc, C, D3, and quercetin, and they didn't want you to know about it or get any of them issued, at least the drug parts, issued from a pharmacy. So they let you die, and they forced you to die. They forced you into hospitals where the bill is $1 million if you just blink, where you stay there 3 days and the bill's going to be $1 million. Bill to the government, bill to Medicaid, bill to Medicare, bill to Obamacare, bill to your insurance company. It's sick. It's a scam of epic proportions, and they knew the vaccine didn't work, and they withheld it from you. So it's a very scary situation. And all of this is happening while Democrats care about only one thing, and that is to murder babies all the way to the moment of birth or a week after birth. It's the sickest thing I've ever seen. And they don't even care that there's no baby formula in America, that babies are going to be starving. I don't know what mothers are giving their babies, but I know all over America shelves are bare. So much so that it actually made it as a joke commentary on the Babylon Bee. I love the Babylon Bee. It's the most funny parody site out there. And the headline is, starving American babies disguise themselves as Ukrainian soldiers in hopes of getting $40 billion in federal aid. This Wednesday, reports poured in. It says, Kiev, this Wednesday, reports poured in that thousands of babies have been smuggling themselves into Ukraine dressed as Ukrainian soldiers. The refugee infants say they are seeking leftovers from the federal aid Biden has sent to the war torn country. Wah, wah, wah. Baby translators at the border were able to render newborns helpless wails into English for reporters. This baby says he's a battle-hardened Ukrainian commando and he wants some formula. Other babies at the border concurred, with the oldest baby speaking for the group through a baby translator. We trust our leaders to prioritize aid distribution well, as they did with billions to promote worldwide gender equity, billions in weapons as a going-away present for the Taliban in Afghanistan, or this breathtaking act of generosity amid America's most severe recession in years. The baby spokesman admitted the choice to leave America was difficult, but they knew it was the right choice. It was hard to leave our families, but when Biden made it clear Ukraine was the place to go for money and help, we didn't ask questions. At publishing time, Biden celebrated that U.S. families now rid of burdensome babies could afford to contribute more in taxes to repay trillions for Build Back Better infrastructure spending. When asked about helping babies directly, he said, "Best I can do is federal funding for abortion." And then at the bottom it says, note from the editor, this writer shared misinformation, so the Ministry of Truth, the Disinformation Governance Board, detained him for questioning, will he stand strong in the face of torture? This comes from the Babylon Bee. Everyone knows what a joke this whole situation is. What have I told you? What has Wayne Root said for months and months? The Ukraine war is a scam. Once the money leaves the United States, foreign aid is stolen by the Biden crime family, the Obama crime family, the Clinton crime family, the Kerry crime family, and I'm sad to say plenty of rhino Republicans and every Democrat in the House and every Democrat in the Senate. It's a disgrace. And when they, you know, last time, I think it was Biden asked for $10 billion and McConnell came back and said, no, make it $15 billion. And they gave Ukraine $15 billion. Since then, they gave him billions more. And now he asked for, I think, $30 billion. And the Senate came back, McConnell, and said, we'll give you $40 billion. Why? Just use your common sense. Why are they so quick and so happy to give away $40 billion while the United States is falling into a horrible recession? Because this money is going to be divvied up once it gets to Ukraine, the most corrupt nation in the world, the money laundering capital of the world. It'll be divvied up by all the people in power, Republican and Democrat, and their families will be rich for the next 20 generations while you and I will be broke. Folks, it's all a scam. The vaccine is a scam. The response to COVID is a scam. And most importantly, Ukraine is a foreign aid, Biden corrupt scam.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off decisive action discount.
40% off!
Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Alaroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for SealsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SealsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SealsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SealsAndDealsLV.com will be beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsandDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsandDealsLV.com. It's like stealing!
Do you need health care coverage if you're single?
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. Gold Gate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. Inflation imploding like never before. The U.S. debt over $30 trillion. The dollar about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is upon us. You can see it. You can feel it. You can hear it. You can touch it. That's why I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver. And think how many times over the last 6 years, well, actually now almost 7 years I've been on the radio, think how many times I've said that gold and silver make so much more sense than Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And look what's happening with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. A total, complete meltdown. Gold is up like 1% for the year. It's not great, but at least it's up 1%. And I think crypto is down like, 70%, 80%. Crypto is just disintegrated. It is not the thing that protects you from inflation or from economic collapse. And if there is a real, true economic collapse, gold will go through the roof. Through history, it's proven that. That's why I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wade Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Gold. That's toll free, 855-770-GOLD. Gold Gate Capital, the newest sponsor of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and proud to have them with us. Now, I told you there was some bad news. Inflation barreled ahead at 8.3% in April from a year ago, remaining right at or near 40-year highs. And as I say again and again on this show, 8.3% is the most misleading number in the history of economics. We all know inflation's in the 20s. In the real world, on the ground, boots on the ground, inflation is in the 20s or higher. I have friends who say 25% minimum. Another headline, meat prices could reach the highest level in generations. In generations. Another headline, spring wheat hits highest price in 14 years, spurring higher food prices. GOP Representative Stefanik calls out Biden. This is Elise Stefanik, calls out Biden over baby formula shortage. He has no plan. She demanded action from President Biden and the FDA to solve the nationwide baby formula shortage crisis. And she said he has no plan. She called the shortage harrowing. This is a crisis across America. I can think of no more harrowing crisis for parents as they are desperately searching to find access to baby formula. My son Sam is 9 months. He is formula fed. We're lucky in the sense there's not a particular brand of formula. But for health issues, some babies only take a certain type of formula, and the shelves have been fairly empty in upstate New York. And I'm hearing from parents all across America, we are demanding action. Demanding action. Record airline prices, airfare prices, and soaring food prices. Both of them were at the center of today's surprise CPI beat, meaning the inflation measurement. Was supposed to come out a little lower today, and instead it came out much higher than anybody thought, mainly because of food and airline prices. How about U.S. overdose deaths reach new record as fentanyl and meth use soars? Drug overdose deaths reached another record last year, peaking at just under 110,000. The increase of nearly 15% followed a much steeper rise of almost 30% in 2020, continuing a depressing trend. The number of drug overdose deaths has increased every year but 2018 since the 1970s. A growing share of the deaths came from overdoses involving fentanyl. I mean, can you get any news any worse? And I've even gotten to all the vaccine news, which is all bad and depressing and true. You need to hear raw truth. Here's a headline I'll get to when we get back. Dieselgeddon. America's diesel supply on the verge of a catastrophic collapse, leading to the halting of food, fertilizer, coal, and energy. Folks, we're in deep crap up to our necks. Joe Biden and his communist cabal have destroyed this country and this economy. The stock market's crashing down another almost 400 points today. We're in the middle of an economic disaster, and they're voting to give $40 billion of your money to Ukraine on top of the, I guess, $30 billion they've already got. $70 billion total? Are you people insane? No. They're getting rich at our expense. They're stealing taxpayer money when it gets offshore.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats failed to advance a bill seeking to ensure women's access to abortion in a vote designed to draw a clear contrast with Republicans ahead of a potential Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The bill that would have allowed for abortion up until birth went down in a 49-51 vote. Senators Joe Manchin, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski joining the rest of the chamber's Republicans in voting against it. Americans are not bothered by rising COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which said under 1 in 3 American adults are very or somewhat worried about getting coronavirus. The worry level for U.S. adults is the lowest Gallup has recorded since last July. President Biden spent part of his Wednesday visiting a family farm in Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Way out of the room. Welcome back to the show, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. In the news, by the way, a leaked audio today, bombshell audio, reveals Lindsey Graham claiming the nation will unify after Biden after January 6th and says maybe he's the best person to have, right? I mean, I keep telling you, our entire party, the GOP, is riddled with scumbags and traitors. And they are just disgusting, and none worse than Lindsey Graham. These people are horrible. Now, occasionally, he votes with us, and he's a godsend occasionally. But I would say more than half the time, he's just bad news, and they believe in things that are the antithesis of what you and I believe in, or if I'm using the right language, the opposite of what you and I believe in that would be good for this country. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health. They changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat. I had a day in my life. I didn't know I had any fat to lose. I go on their very special program, and in only 88 days, I lose 25 pounds of fat and gain 10 pounds of muscle. I'm 60 years old, and I look like Superman. Unbelievable. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button and watch the masterclass video and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how to get the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration. That's the life game changer. Make sure you tell them Wayne Root sent you. You'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. We've got our guest with us now, David Bossi, former Trump campaign advisor, president of Citizens United, producer of the new documentary, Rigged. We had Dinesh D'Souza on to talk about his documentary, 2,000 Mules. Now we have David Bossi on to talk about another explosive documentary, Rigged. David, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
So, since we last saw you, you put this documentary together, Rigged. And Rigged tells the story, I think, mainly of Mark Zuckerberg and how his $400 million infected the election in battleground states. Am I correct about that?
You are. And he certainly did. He put his thumb on the scale of the election. That's why the President Trump says the election was rigged, because it was. And it was rigged before Election Day. And it was $400 million in about 4 months' time before the election, highly focused on Biden areas that he had to win, and he needed to outperform Hillary Clinton in order to be able to win against Donald Trump. And if you look at what $400 million can do, the election was decided by 42,000 votes in three states. So if you don't think money can have an impact, this definitely will prove it to you.
Yeah, and what always confuses me, David Bossi, is that I am not allowed to give more than $2,300 max to any one candidate, but someone could give $400 million and turn an election around. How is that legal? How does that make any sense?
Yeah, so how they did it, they used something called the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, which is his own organization that he created, and he hired David Plouffe as the chief strategist to Barack Obama's campaign manager.
Obama's guy, yeah.
Yeah, and he hires him to run the money, and they run the money through these two hardcore left-wing radical 501c3s, and these c3s are supposed to be nonpartisan, organizations that are supposed to just do the business of education or whatever their charter is. But these organizations, these c3s, are the ones that he took that money and gave it out in grants, and the people that led those, the Center for Tech and Civic Life, the one big one, had a $1 million budget in 2019. And in 2020, with Mark Zuckerberg's money, their budget was $320 million. And it's run by an Obama person, somebody close to David Plouffe. And they gave this money specifically specifically. So it is, Georgia is an example. The Center for Tech and Civic Life gave $45 million into Georgia. The biggest amount of any state in the country, because it was the most important battleground state.
Right.
And of the $45 million, 94% of that money went to Joe Biden jurisdictions. And it happens in state after state. So in Arizona, the money went to funded counties versus unfunded counties. In the funded counties, Joe Biden outperformed Hillary Clinton by 700,000 votes and only won by 10,000. This money was used for ballot harvesting, right? That's what this – they were using this money to go out and get the votes, go out and hire the employees, buy the machines. And that's what – and they did it all under the guise of COVID. That's what they were doing. They said, oh, COVID, we have to have safe and secure elections. And, oh, my goodness, look at this great guy, Mark Zuckerberg. He's going to put $400 million to help Americans. He didn't help Americans. He helped himself, and he helped Joe Biden.
So I guess my question to you is, some of the things they did, in my opinion, are completely illegal. You know, I think they stuffed the ballot box with illegal ballots, and I think they waited to see how much Trump was ahead in Pennsylvania and Georgia and Michigan and Wisconsin. And from that point on, they literally trucked in at 3 o'clock in the morning as many ballots as they needed and checked off the box for Biden. They did it so quickly, and it was such a rush job, they didn't even elect all the people down ballot. They didn't have time to check any other boxes off. Very clear to me, without voter ID and without signature match, they stuffed the ballot box with fake ballots. And that's illegal, and they stole the election. But the things you're talking about may be fraud, but it's legal fraud. In other words, there's no law broken by Zuckerberg, even though what he did is horrible. It's still legal, per se, correct?
Well, investigations, you may be right, but that's why there are ongoing investigations. In Wisconsin, there's one, and in Louisiana, there's one. But I got to tell you, if Mark Zuckerberg took a $400 million tax write-off for a charitable contribution on his federal taxes. That's a different story, and we all know how Al Capone went down, right?
So right.
Those are serious things, and so we're going to get to the bottom of it, and we're not going to stop until we do.
And you've got a great film out. I want to make sure I plug it. It's called Rigged. Tell us how Rigged came about.
Yeah, first of all, please go to rigged2020.com. You can stream the film from anywhere in the world on any device, and I highly urge you to do it. Go watch the trailer. You're going to see what it is, and the cast is amazing. President Trump is in it. Ted Cruz, Newt Gingrich, Kellyanne Conway, Jeff Landry, the Attorney General of Louisiana, talking about his investigation of this in Louisiana. Michael Gableman, the tremendous former Supreme Court
yes.
justice in
been on my show. Fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
He's one of the stars of this film. So I highly urge people to go to rig2020.com and take a look at that. Look, I was involved. I was the deputy campaign manager for President Trump in 2016. I helped him all throughout his 4 years in the White House, and then I was a senior advisor to the 2020 effort. And we didn't see this coming. Okay, the Republican National Committee, and the Trump campaign, we didn't see Mark Zuckerberg's dead of night operation, because this money, the only reason we know about this is because my team went through the 990s. Okay, the tax returns for these organizations, those became available this January, just 4 months ago. That is how long after the election did this stuff surface. So that's why this is all brand new. That's where we're getting the facts and evidence. We're getting the facts and evidence to prove this in their own IRS tax filings. That's how we uncovered it. So, I agree with President Trump that the election was rigged, and I always believe, the mainstream media says, oh, Trump says the big lie, and we're never going to talk about that because it was the most safe and secure election, right, of our lifetime, whatever, garbage. And so I knew that we needed to help him be able to prove to the American people that it wasn't the most safe and secure election and that it was rigged. And now I say, after watching this movie, and President Trump hosted the premiere of this film at Mar-a-Lago a few weeks ago, tremendous event. And I got to just tell you, it's an incredible thing, because 1 week after this movie came out, Mark Zuckerberg came out and said, I am no longer going to fund election activities like this again. Now, maybe we don't believe him, and maybe other people will step up, but it's very rare that guys like me get to take a political shot on somebody and get a victory like that.
So I have this lifelong love-hate relationship with the Republican Party. You know, at the age of three, David, I was handing out literature for Barry Goldwater. I've been a Republican my whole life. But they, the entire RNC, the Republican leadership, the Republican Party, Mitch McConnell, you name it, everybody in charge, Kevin McCarthy even, when do they ever talk about rigged or 2,000 mules or a stolen election? They never go near it. What is the matter with these people? Stay on the line, because we're going to an ad break, and there's not enough time to get your answer, and I want to get your answer. So if you can wait through the break, I want to get your answer on the other end. Where is the Republican Party? It's so obvious the election was stolen. Why aren't they chiming in? Why aren't they supporting us? Why aren't they supporting Trump? David Bossi is with us. We'll get more. We'll get back. He's the guy that gave us this great documentary, Rigged. And you can watch it right now for free, rigged2020.com. Rigged2020.com. Former Trump campaign manager and advisor, David Bossi. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne on the Root, welcome back. The Root's on fire. Wayne on the Root, Ron Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. We've got David Bossy with us. I know you're on the run, David. I just wanted to get your answer to my last question is, what is wrong with the GOP? Why do they not stand behind you and me and Trump and conservatism and all the things I believe in? Where are they? They're absent over the issue of voter fraud and the stolen 2020 election. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you couldn't be more right, but let me just say this. Prior to 2020, the election integrity was not a real issue. What we had in campaigns, at the RNC and in campaigns, like President Trump's campaign that I ran in 2016, is we had what we called Election Day Operations, EDO. And we had Election Day Operations where the lawyers and our operations poll watchers and all of that were taking part. And we had some concern of fraud. But because big cities were full of it and rampant with it, we never really, it didn't impact us. It didn't beat us, so we didn't focus on it. And that is, in essence, it caught up to us. So in 2020, and especially with the way Zuckerberg did it, the way they were using the drop boxes in Georgia and having this mass mail-in program to collect the ballots, we never saw that coming because of COVID. They used COVID as a vehicle, as a guise for the whole thing. Now that that's happened and we've seen it happen, the RNC has implemented a two-year program, basically starting at 2020. Now, we didn't catch it then, and it's unfortunate, but if they miss it again, that's the bigger problem, right? Like, it's one thing is if you get caught off guard. It's another if you just let it continue to happen.
Well, do you feel like they've put things in effect that will stop it in 22 or 24?
Yeah, they have, and here's the thing about 2022. There's no national campaign to be able to run point on it. So we really have to count on the RNC, and the Congressional Committee and the Senatorial Committee to really be able to run point on this on a national level. And so am I concerned? Absolutely. Do I see that they are taking things very seriously and having lawyers work on these issues for the last year going and for the next 6 months as opposed to waiting until they lose. And that's what we have to get into court now. We have to be in state legislatures now to be able to affect change so that we're not getting it rigged and stolen from us again, whether it's on a congressional level, U.S. Senate level, a governor's race, this coming November. And then again, of course, for the big prize, which is the White House in 2024, we can't have it. America is on the precipice. Elections have consequences, and stolen elections have greater consequences. And you look at what Joe Biden has done to this great country in a short 16 months that he's been president. He is destroying this country day by day, whether it is our violent crime crisis, drugs, the open border, feckless leadership at home and abroad, Afghanistan, Ukraine. Something that is shocking to say. He makes Jimmy Carter look good. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Here's the problem. You and I obviously agree. You just said the incredible swiftness of the destruction of America. But as I said to President Trump when I saw him at Mar-a-Lago, you know, I just got married recently. I had my honeymoon, and we stayed at Mar-a-Lago for our honeymoon.
Oh, nice.
And I was with President Trump. And I said to him, can I be honest with you? And he said, yeah. I said, you know, I love you. I think you're great. I think you're fantastic. I think you're the greatest president of my lifetime. I think you would have become one of the five greatest in history if you'd gotten a second term. All that's great. I think you should run again in 2024. I think you'll win in 2024. But I don't think America can last another 3 years. I don't see how we last to 2024. And he said to me, you know what? You may be right. That was the only comment he said to me. You know what? You may be right. I don't know how we're going to last, David Bossie, to 2024. Look at how quickly our country and economy is disintegrating due to inflation and now open borders. The attack is unrelenting. How are we going to survive to 2024?
So we have to win in November. So that's still 6 months away, though. It's an eternity.
I know.
It's an eternity in these days. These are like dog years for us, right?
Yeah.
We're living right now.
And you don't think they're trying to instigate World War III to stop the election? I think they are. They want World War III in Ukraine. I have no doubt about that.
I mean, they need distractions, okay? And just to put it in very crass terms, they need a distraction. And so whether it's war in Ukraine or with China or with Iran or with someone, that's what ails a lot of leaders over the years, right, in the history of the world. So it's been done before. These guys, they're not incompetent. See, I reject it when people say, oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, there's some incompetency. They're doing what they want to do.
Right.
And they're succeeding at it. But they want to destroy this country from within. They want this. Barack Obama got elected, and he said, I want to fundamentally transform America. And that's what they are continuing to do to this day. And if you look
David, bingo. I say Obama's the president. I don't believe for a second that Biden's the real president of the United States. He's the elected president. He was the front guy, but he's just a puppet sitting at the front. I think Obama's the one who's moving his mouth. Obama is the real president of the United States. This is the third term of Obama, so that's where I see it. Hey, David, we got to run. We're up against a news break. I thank you for staying extra late for me. Go take care of your family. Have a great night. David Bossie, former Trump campaign advisor, president of Citizens United, great organization, producer of the new documentary Rigged, which you can find at rigged2020.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
MLS number 60134.